Joe, you're no stranger to the netball court. Obviously, time and magic at tactics as well. How do you think they helped you develop as a player?
Playing and training in the ANZ camp for 6 years or 7 years overall just helped me immensely. I think playing for the tactics was tough mentally and gave me a lot of mental resilience and strength, and I developed that mostly there. And then playing with the Magic, being behind the likes of Casey Williams, Coco Anau, and Liana Debrain, I did learn a lot and learnt my craft. And I feel that the people and the places, and you know, coming up against some of the best in the world and playing with some of the best in the world from 18 to about 24, that was just, you know, something that has developed my career and enabled me to play good solid netball over here.
Karen Bailey's relocated over here and joined Mavs. So are our leagues getting a little bit stronger finally?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, I've been here, this will be my third year. I've played 2 years previously for Loughborough Lightning, and even from my first year with Loughborough to my second year, there was immense changes in the league, and I think the demands of netball over here are increasing, and we are going, you know, the strength and conditioning and the other stuff involved with netball as it becomes more semi-professional over here are huge.
Your time at Lightning was pretty special. I mean, you had the likes of Amma in the squad as well. A special group of players?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we had a lot of English internationals in the first year, and that was, you know, amazing learning off such experienced players and playing with the likes of Jay Clark and Sasha Kadeen and Amma. But then this season just being, it was incredible. We kind of brought what we'd learnt that year, combined with friendship, combined with everyone being in the same area, working towards the same goal. And I think with Loughborough Lightning, it was all just about hard work, determination and solid friendships on and off court.
People like Nat Panagari as well, it probably didn't surprise you when she finally got that Roses call up?
Oh, absolutely not. I think she's the most undervalued player in this league, and I always have. From the moment I touched down and met her in, I think, November 2015, I said to her, you're going to make the Roses, and if they don't take you, they're stupid. So, absolutely, she's a good friend of mine and absolutely excited to see her there. She's one of the most incredible captains I've ever had, and at such a young age, I think that's just incredible for her.
How's Karen like as a coach?
Karen is brilliant. I feel like she's learned a lot over the last few years of being with her, and she demanded more of us definitely in the second year, and she brought the team together and trusted us and encouraged us to be better netballers and work hard. Her work ethic and her, she's known for training hard, working hard on court, and she instilled that in us at Loughborough Lightning. So having her as a coach was incredible. She will be sadly missed.
If we rewind 2 years ago, you said something along the lines of this year will be the one to watch for all Lightning fans. So can you repeat that with the word storm inserted instead, please?
I can. After playing Fast Five and seeing these girls, training with these girls over the past couple of weeks that I've been back, we will be underdogs for sure, but this underdog has a big bite, and yeah, watch out for us.
So why Storm now? Do you just fancy another challenge?
Why not? Yeah, good question. So yeah, I am very much a player that does like a challenge. I love winning, obviously, but I also love helping build a team. I feel I've got quite good skills in terms of leading by example and helping build a team. The coach at Surrey Storm is my old coach, Tania Hoffman, who I think has coached me for 4 years and to numerous national titles back in New Zealand. So it just feels, you know, a little bit more with Karen moving on and these young players in Loughborough Lightning that deserve the chance to be on court and have worked hard over the past 2 years. And I think, you know, this year is a year for them to shine. And so for me, I kind of looked at a place that a little bit closer to London, a little bit of a different lifestyle, different coaching, different players, different people. And yeah, so it's a challenge, but I love a good challenge. And yeah, we'll see how this one goes.
Yeah, we've seen you on Storm's Twitter, obviously out in the community, busy coaching with Tania. How important is that side to you as well?
massive this year, so that was part of my decision as well. I've quite enjoy coaching, and I think I'm finding potentially another trade in there for the future. So here in Surrey, they've got a huge coaching program and a lot of opportunities, which I'm kind of sticking my teeth into and trying to build up a rapport as both a player and a coach. So yeah, those opportunities and coaching with the likes of Tans and sharing off her and gaining her knowledge and being able to explore my own coaching style, that's going to be very exciting this year.
We saw you obviously as part of the Storm squad at Fast Five. Was it decided then, or were you still thinking things over about joining the team at that stage?
For me, it was quite decided. Nothing was signed, but I was in conversations and it felt right. I used Fast Five to meet the girls and play with the girls that were going to, you know, some of them were going to be signed. And so, yeah, it wasn't set, but I was well on my way to making that final decision.
And how did you find working alongside the likes of Mickey, George and Yaz and obviously Katie Holland now that she's confirmed? How's the initial play and training going with them?
They're an amazing bunch of girls and their training ethic is intense. It's insane. Our midcourt are exceptionally strong and they push me to keep up with them. So training so far has been physical, intense, and I already feel like this team, and Tans has mentioned that this team already is looking different and we're demanding more of each other and owning up to what we do in trainings and taking ownership of the good stuff and the bad stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year. The spirit is great. We're training together S&C and then Tuesday, Thursday night training. Just getting the hands back on the netball and fun bunch of girls, and if that fun overflows into our netballs, that we're going to be a very good team.
It looks like being one heck of a season at best anyway, because we've almost stepped up again from last season. Corbin's back, Sarah's at Sirens, and obviously Jade at Wasps as well, so it just adds to the league yet again, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does, and I'm glad players like the ones mentioned have come back and are playing here. They're boosting this league, but also, you know, in time for Commonwealth Games, they're going to boost England and England's chances at the Commonwealth Games. So to be playing up against those players again, it's just, you know, it's an absolute challenge and it's exciting and it just adds so much experience to this league, which obviously, you know, we do need the experienced players and new players coming through. So having those experienced players back just absolutely excites me to what they'll bring and what this league will be this year.
And the nice thing is you already look great in Duck Egg, and you know the fact that the Storms fans, when they get going, they'll be behind you 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the fans. Completely excited to meet a whole new bunch of fans this year and see how loud they cheer, if they've got drums, what they bring. Because obviously as a player playing at Storm, I could block all that out, but this time obviously I'm going to listen to it and help it fire me up. So, yeah, very excited to meet the fans and have them support us this year.